One of the major things that I do as a healthcare practitioner, as a best practitioner, is I help people to reprogram their mindset. Isn't it amazing that people who are very, very successful have a different mindset than the rest of the world? Have you ever noticed that when a millionaire or a billionaire, if they ever lose everything, they generally have everything back and then some in a very short period of time? It's because they have that mindset. They have the millionaire or billionaire mindset that they've invested quite a bit of time and money and energy into developing. As you know, the brain is developed into two different parts, the conscious and the subconscious. When it comes to accomplishing the next level in life or any goal for that matter, if our conscious and our subconscious aren't synchronized, positive results won't come our way. I'll give you an example. Let's just use money as an example. So a lot of people set out there and they want to become millionaires and they really, really want to make a lot of money. And so they do everything they know that they're supposed to do. They go and they start a business and they work really hard. They work super long hours and they end up going bankrupt. What happened? How is it that a person can spend all this time and energy doing everything that they've been taught to do and the exact opposite happens? Same thing, let's use fitness for example. Have you known anyone who's ever set out to lose 10 pounds and so they go to the gym and they eat right and they end up gaining 10 pounds? What's the deal? If they're going out and putting all this time and energy and effort into accomplishing their goals, how come the exact opposite is happening? It's because of their subconscious programming. Every person has a subconscious blueprint in their brain for how their health, wealth, and relationships will be. Unless a person is able to reprogram this blueprint and synchronize their conscious and their subconscious, positive results won't happen. Let's go back to money. And so, again, a person is trying to become a millionaire consciously. Subconsciously, they're literally sabotaging everything that they're doing. Maybe they grew up with the notion that money's evil, that the only people who could become rich are, you know, lie, cheat, and steal to get there. Maybe they grew up with all these, you know, hearing all these cliches that, oh, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, there's never enough money. Maybe they had, you know, ancestors that lived during the Depression. Maybe they walked in on their parents paying bills one day saying, I hate money, I hate money, I hate money. Subconsciously, they're literally sabotaging everything that they're doing consciously. Unless they're able to synchronize their conscious and their subconscious, positive results will not happen. One of the reasons why people come to me as a best practitioner is because this is one of the major things that we do. Bioenergetic synchronization technique was developed to do just that. It was developed quite a while ago, about 40 years ago. It was originally developed as a chiropractic technique. It was developed by a chiropractor named Dr. M.T. Mortar Jr. He was a world-renowned chiropractor. He was absolutely amazing. And he was at a continuing education training one day, and he had back pain. He used to always joke around about it. He was like, I had back pain for 30 years, and I'm a chiropractor, for crying out loud. All of his kids are chiropractors. Everyone he knew was, you know, he associated with chiropractors, and he had back pain for all these years. So he's going to this continuing education training with all these other chiropractors, and the person who was presenting asked for a volunteer, and he gets up on stage and lies down on the table, and he's like, oh, thank goodness, someone's going to crack my back. Someone's going to adjust me. This is going to be great. Well, the person presenting held a couple of contact points, just touched him in a couple of places, and that's it. And then he took his hands off and turned to address the audience, and then that was the end. Dr. Mort is lying there thinking, okay, hello, are you going to adjust me? But he gets off the table and he thought, oh my gosh, I feel so much different. What's the deal? He didn't actually manipulate my bones. He didn't even, you know, physically adjust me. So how can I feel so much better? But he had one of those brains, and maybe you know someone like this. Do you know someone with one of those minds where if there's something they don't know, they just have to figure it out? Well, that was Dr. Mortar, just to the umpteenth degree. So he spent years researching, developing this technique, and he finally did so for two major reasons. Number one, he wanted to have a non-forceful way to adjust his patients. He recognized the fact that any time he put too much force into his patient's body, forcefully moving a bone back into place, their bodies would go into what's called defense physiology, which basically means that our bodies are extremely stubborn. Anytime we try to force something into place, be it through a forceful adjustment, be it through a drug or a surgery, which, you know, there's a time and a place for those, don't get me wrong, but anytime you put any sort of force into the body goes, and it'll actually pull the spine right back out of place. So, number one, he developed this technique to be a non-forceful way to adjust his patients so that their bodies would hold these adjustments a lot more efficiently. Number two, the idea behind traditional chiropractic in those days was that misalignment of the spine was the cause of back pain and neck pain and headaches and whatnot. But what was causing it? What was causing the spine to be out of alignment in the first place? And a lot of people hear this and they think, oh, you know, I was in an accident. Oh, I had a fall. You know, oh, I injured myself lifting something heavy. Well, it's interesting. Have you ever noticed, maybe you know someone like this, have you ever noticed that two people can be in the exact same accident, absorb the exact same impact? One person's fine after a week and the other person has chronic pain the rest of their life. So if they're both in the same impact, they both absorb the same impact. How is it that one person can be fine, the other person has chronic pain? If that's the case, the accident wasn't the actual cause of the issue. Oh, it's certainly an aggravator, don't get me wrong. If you're in an accident, you're darn right, you're gonna have some sort of whiplash or some other sort of physical effects. But that's not the actual cause of the spine staying out of place and the symptoms that you're experiencing. And so he, again, having one of those minds, he wanted to find the actual cause, and the answer that he found surprises a lot of people. In most cases, about 90% of all cases, the actual cause of someone's symptoms is a past emotion. What happens is, maybe you're familiar with a little bit of this, there's two different types of memory. There's conscious memory, which we use to remember, you know, hopefully where our keys are. We men will hopefully remember important events like our anniversary, so, you know, we don't sleep on the couch that night. That's our conscious memory. That's what we use to remember important events. Our subconscious memory remembers absolutely everything we've ever experienced, and to the subconscious memory, there's no such thing as time, which is why, for example, you could think back to some sort of stressful event you had years ago, and your body still reacts to it as if it's happening right now. There's no such thing as time to your subconscious memory, and it remembers everything you've ever experienced. And so, let's say, for example, just imagine with me, if you will. Let's say you're 4 years old and your parents tell you that you're going to be moving from one house to another house and you are super excited. You find out that you're finally going to have your own room. Yay! Oh, you're so excited. So you get to this new house and your dad picks you up and he takes you to the new room and says, I'm going to leave you alone here for a few minutes so you can get used to this new room. Call me if you need anything. Oh my gosh, what a wonderful feeling. Well, you're a creative person, so you express your excitement through creativity. So you grab your markers and your paintbrush and everything else you need for coloring, but you can't find your coloring books. But you look around and you see four brand new white walls. Oh, this is going to be so great. So you go to town, you paint a picture of your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your cat, your dog, your best friend, and you're so excited, and you scream, Daddy, Daddy, come look what I've done. And dad comes up, and he sees everything that you've done on the walls, and how does he react? Probably not very good. So he yells, and he screams, and he, you know, calls you names, and he says, well, how can you do such a thing? You're 4 years old. I mean, you just thought you were expressing your creativity. And so from then on, that experience gets lodged in your subconscious memory. And any time after that, any time a creative thought or feeling begins to arise inside your brain, without realizing it, you begin to suppress it. Without realizing it, parts of your body become inflamed. You begin to tense up and you have no idea why. We see this all the time. People who come into my office all the time will have chronic back pain, chronic shoulder pain, and they don't have any idea why. It's because it's stemming from these past events that have been lodged in their subconscious memory for so long. So what we'll do is we'll use a simple muscle test and we'll find out where that actually went. We'll help them to focus on a positive feeling and we'll help them to neutralize that negative emotion. Once that happens, the body can come back up to full functioning. Once you're able to neutralize these past negative programs, the body can then heal itself of literally absolutely anything. No exceptions. No exceptions. The body was designed to heal itself of absolutely anything. And once this conscious and subconscious are synchronized, a person can accomplish absolutely anything. For example, I have a patient that comes in quite regularly. He's a manager of a very very successful sales company here in Utah. And He comes in all the time because he wants to get cleared on his goals. For example, he'll go out and he'll, you know, do door-to-door sales. And I understand how that goes. I used to do that myself for a little while. And he'll come in and he'll say, you know what? For some reason, I subconsciously don't feel like I can make 5 sales this coming weekend. I don't know why. Can you tell me what's holding me back? I'll say, absolutely. So we'll get him on the table and we'll, you know, do a simple test. And a date usually will come up and I'll say, okay, something happened on or around such and such a date. Let's just say April 1st, 2010. And we'll test his body and his body will go very weak. So we'll clear him on it. He'll get off the table and he'll go and do it. We've seen this happen time and time again. Just this past weekend, he was actually doing, he went out with some new salespeople and he sent me a text saying, hey, Eric, can you help me with something? I really want to make 5 sales, but for whatever reason, I feel like something's holding me back. Can you help me work through it? I said, absolutely. We went through a treatment, went through the process. I get a text later saying, hey, thank you so very much. I got 5 new sales. I did it. It was amazing. I texted him back saying, I knew you could. You are so awesome. Once you are able to synchronize your conscious and your subconscious and get clear on your goals and are able to get rid of these things that are holding you down, literally nothing can stop you. Nothing can hold you back. So a little tool that I've used and that I recommend you using, if you have a journal, great. If not, just get a piece of paper and just start writing things down. Writing and journaling is one of the best ways to access your subconscious directly. Get a piece of paper or get a journal and just start answering the question, I see myself not being as successful as I want to be because. You'll be shocked at what comes out. You'll be shocked at the things that have been holding you back. When they come to your mind, just write down whatever it is. Write down whatever comes to your mind. And when you're done, go through and read it, and then you know exactly what you need to change. I remember I did this not too long ago, and I'm like, really? This is what's been holding me back? Are you serious? Good gracious. And so we began to change it. We began to change it, and my results starting to go up. I began to change it, and from 1 month to the next, my income doubled. It's amazing what our subconscious can do. Your subconscious is what creates your reality. 99% of everything around you is created by your subconscious. And if it's in line with what your conscious goals are, you can create literally anything you desire. So, do this journal exercise, see what you need to change, and then get to it. And watch your results skyrocket.